We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Real Talk with Rashawn.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. I have in the studio president of the Atlanta NAACP, Mr. Richard Rose. And Mr. Richard Rose, along with other leaders of the community, met with Fulton County Commission Chair Rod Pitts this morning. Chairman Pitts was on my show yesterday talking about the controversial 4-3 vote that basically took the county out of position to receive HUD dollars for Fulton County. Now, we had a discussion. My recommendation was that the county should do both because Rod Pitts himself had a proposal. He wanted to put county money to help replace the HUD money because there was less red tape. Good idea, but we still don't need to leave any federal money on the table.
Absolutely not.
Right? You met this morning, and generally speaking, HUD money will stay in play.
Will stay in place. So just a backdrop. You know, they took this vote December the 19th, mm-hmm. Friday before Christmas. We found out about it, over the weekend, and we started working on it, trying to reach out to the chairman. We were not able to, so at the next county meeting, we filled the chamber up. Mm-hmm. Over 100 people signed up to make comments. It made a big difference. We had people, the calling, told them to call Chairman Pitts, hey, mm-hmm. tell them to how you feel. And then on Tuesday, the four of us again met with Chairman Pitts before he was on your show. Mm-hmm. We met with him earlier,
right,
to talk about these things. And of course we came back yesterday at the county commission, had over 60 people signed up to speak. Mm-hmm. And then we met again this morning. So this morning, you know, it was real clear. The either or situation, either HUD money or local money, that's out. Both funds have to be available.
Yep.
They have not submitted to HUD the letter that's required by HUD to say we don't want these money.
And Chairman Pitt said they will not submit that letter. So everything will continue to go as promised. Now, are we getting more experts, bigger staff? Because that was one of the issues with the implementation of the grant dollars. And obviously, there's a disconnect between the marketing and the skill needed in order to properly apply and allocate the money. Are we addressing that as well?
We have addressed that. They are committed to do that because that was one of the things that I said. I told them I was totally unmoved by their claim that they weren't able to manage the money.
Right.
I mean, that's just a non-starter. We can't go there. So I think we made a lot of progress. There is much work to do. Chairman Pitts has commissioned a group, including the eight of the South County mayors, Helen Butler, Joe Beasley, Tim McDonald, and me.
Remarkable stuff. In that meeting, you also brought up the need for additional funding, fully funding of magistrate court.
A magistrate court and the Solicitor General's office. We have too many people are not being served. There's not enough clerk personnel. There are not enough solicitors. We should not hold people in jail because of scheduling. We don't
right.
have enough. People, I mean, their lives are interrupted. It costs the county $100 a day. We are just spending badly.
Yeah.
It is about a mismanagement of tax dollars. They have to, if you spend early enough and understand what the system's involved, then we won't have these additional costs. You know, it costs $90,000 a year to hold a juvenile in the system. You can send somebody to Harvard for that.
Wow. We got more on the other side. We're taking your calls, 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.